This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
And on this chilliest day of the season so far, 5,000 people at a public housing complex in the Bronx are without heat or water. WCBS's Steve Burns has details from the Castle Hill houses.
It's almost like clockwork at this point. Cold weather hits and the heat goes out at an NYCHA complex. Taran was headed inside a building at the Castle Hill houses with his grandmother.
Very bad for a 92-year-old elderly person that lives in the building. Very bad.
He says they've turned the oven on inside for warmth.
And that is the one thing that we try to tell them not to do, but they still end up having to do it.
It was just 10 years ago when then-Mayor Mike Bloomberg held a press conference here, talking about green energy investments, including new boilers.
This is not one of the older projects where the boilers are 60 years old.
Right.
These are brand new. There should be no issues at all.
NYCHA's already off to a bad start, says the Legal Aid Society's Redmond Haskins.
This is not promising for the start of the cold weather.
He says financial help from the city and state needs to come quicker.
What has been allocated so far is really only a drop in a bucket to get these buildings where they need to be. We're not seeing these outages on a daily basis.
In the Castle Hill section of the Bronx, Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
NYCHA says the heat and water should be back on by this evening. 2,100 residents at the Wrangell houses in Washington Heights are also without heat this afternoon.
The city is launching a new round of inspections for possible lead contamination. A recent watchdog report found many homes of lead-poisoned kids have gone unchecked. Mayor de Blasio tells WNYC,
"We're at the point now, thank God, that lead paint poisoning is down 90% since 2005. So we're at the point now where we're on the verge of eradicating it. If anyone says, oh, that's impossible, that sounds crazy, I mean, I remind people of historical realities with disease like polio that literally was eradicated in this country."
The city will send letters and robocalls to as many as 100,000 families, telling them that children who used to live in their buildings tested positive for lead poisoning.
Police in upstate New York have foiled a plot by three students to attack a middle school. Police in Albion, near Rochester, say the three students had set a date for their attack and planned to kill students with explosives and guns. Several firearms were seized. Police did not say which date the students had chosen. The three students are under the age of 16. They are charged with conspiracy and have been removed from school.
The feds have arrested a Long Island doctor for illegally selling oxycodone pills. Here's WCBS's Sophia Hall.
Tamashwa Amar faces 20 years in prison if convicted after federal authorities say the 51-year-old doctor who has an office in Roslyn is accused of selling 19,000 oxycodone pills to two people who should not have had the pills. Investigators say one was a drug dealer who turned around and sold the pills. The second person was an addict who died of an overdose in July 2019. The doctor is not charged, however, with that patient's death, but court papers show the man had bipolar disorder and should have never been taking oxycodone because it could have been dangerous. Amar is also accused of setting up a shell company to avoid paying child support and not paying nearly $600,000 in federal taxes. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
To the Weather Center, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, a chilly one tonight.
36 now and easily down below freezing for the city. We've only got four more degrees to go. So first time, first freeze coming up for the city and all the boroughs. And we will see that in our nearby suburbs, nearby counties as well. 20s all around tonight. The coldest readings, obviously, north and west of the city. But as the wind dies down, all areas will have a hard freeze overnight. Sun giving way to clouds tomorrow, about 40 tomorrow night. Not quite as cold, mostly in the upper 30s for the city, low 30s in the suburbs. And then Sunday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. It is milder with highs a little bit over 50. That'll feel better. 36 now, humidity 35. Northwest wind 22 miles per hour, so the wind chill is currently 26.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.